Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sports Grid of Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Davis Matic. I am joined, as always, on Thursday afternoon by Andrew Barron. We got a 10-game slate, a lot of bad players, a lot of bad games, highest total game. I don't even know if it's the highest total game anymore. I removed Josh Allen from the projections. He's not practiced yet this week. Really does feel like he should probably just not play. Really feels like he should just take it easy for a week. This team wants to win the Super Bowl. You know, Case Keenum, Minnesota Miracle, get the revenge. It is what it is. This is certainly not the most appetizing slate, and the chalk is big time going to condense on a very few small select number of quarterback wide receiver stacks. So you're probably licking your chops to vomit stack Daniel Jones against the Houston Texans.
You know me, buddy, and I know you, and I have some good news for you on this slate, because I feel like a constant source of our disagreement is on one Patrick Mahomes. And for the first time I can remember, Patrick Mahomes is the top optimal quarterback probability this week, because we have Buffalo's got a 5.5-point drop because
he just needed Jalen Hurts to not be on the slate, Tua's price to go way up, Fields' price to go way up, and for Josh Allen to tear his UCL, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, so no Josh Allen. The Ravens are on bye. Philly's in prime time. Russ is dust. Rodgers is dust. Tua's crazy expensive. Fields is actually crazy expensive. But yeah, here we go. It's Patrick Mahomes week. How you feeling, man? Congratulations.
What's most interesting to me is that it may be Patrick Mahomes week. It's kind of hard to stack him because Kelce is so prohibitively expensive. Uh-huh. And say what you will about doo-doo shit poopster, Mr. Smith-Schuster. No one wants to roster him for 6K. And if no one wants to roster him for 6K, I guarantee you no one wants to play Hardman, who is questionable, might not even play anyways. He picked up an abdominal injury. No one's going to play Valdez-Scantling, who is the wind sprint champion of the season. 61 routes against the Titans, 68 passing attempts for Patrick Mahomes, and zero receptions. And then there's the gigantic question mark of what is Kadarius Toney. He played 9 snaps in the game against the Titans, may or may not play more here. I mean, and the running back.
Is Mecole his direct block? So like if Mecole's limited, I would think that would be very good.
I think MVS is his direct block. I think MVS is who they want him, because Hardman has been their best wide receiver this year. He's done everything they've asked him to do.
So he's finally been a reasonable facsimile of Reek, like playing mostly slot, running really fast, making some huge plays.
Yeah. So I think Patrick Mahomes double stacks. I mean, sure, we might get Mahomes owned at 10, 12% or whatever, maybe even a little bit more than that once it all gets down there. But I think that I would be shocked if anyone other than Kelce ends up in the double digits come Sunday morning.
Okay. I like that. I mean, I could get talked into it a little bit. I would rather, there are other guys I'd rather have. Fields is like neck and neck with Mahomes. Loved Fields last week. Like he's going to get out of control this week, right? Because I mean, the price bump maybe keeps it in check a little bit, but it's Detroit, you know, like everyone's talking about the breakout and that run, you know, like I say it all the time, that running, it's so nuts. And he is a full 10th of a second faster 40 than Allen, Mahomes, and Hurts. Like he's a 4.5 guy. He is the fastest quarterback in the league. So that is not a joke that he is running like that. Which we knew, but like he's thrown a little bit, he's running a lot. He's just a very, very, very strong play. So I think I like Fields a little bit more with the money it saves. It's a nicer bring back. You've got Detroit.
And I think the other thing about Fields that makes him interesting is what we saw last week was a lot of people played him naked. Now, the winning teams last week played him with Cole Kmet, but I still think a lot of people will opt to play him naked and then use Amon-Ra St. Brown as the correlative piece there.
Okay, yeah. I had so much of him with Mooney last week, and I'm a MME guy, so I had some Kmet, but it was less Kmet and like a lot of Mooney, which was just really left it on the table because I had Mixon and Adams were like my big overs at those positions. And I had Fields was my second highest owned QB. Just kind of, you know, just one of those weeks where I had top 100s all over the place, but just nothing higher than like 20th. So it's great. Cool. 15% ROI. Good work. But, you know, I think Fields is just a very strong play. And, you know, Daniel Jones, like germane to that argument, he can run. He's facing the worst run defense in football, the Houston Texans. And his own running back maybe the is one of the three real chalk running backs this week. So some decent leverage there as well. So I'm actually fine with Daniel Jones. But yeah, QB is oddly a nightmare this week.
So Mahomes will be my top priority single entry guy, followed by Fields. I think the Tua double stacks are now getting so cost prohibitive that it's just hard to build good teams around him. Unless, you know, some 3K guy that we don't know pops up. Even with a 3K guy and a $2,500 tight end, it's still kind of thin.
No, but, you can't. But, so check this out. Like on DraftKings, it's six. I wanted to bring this up. It's 6,700, 9,100, 7,600 for this is for Tua, Reek, Waddle. FanDuel. 8,100, 9K, 8,200, even Yahoo, 33, 37, 30. Like, you can't do that. It's just, you know, unless every other game just flops. It's just, it's not possible.
Right. So I'm kind of interested in Case Keenum, actually, under the philosophy that this offense is still going to throw a lot. He's 5,000, 303 could get him into the optimals. And outside of Diggs, and Diggs won't even really be owned. But I mean, Gabe Davis is, you know, eternally a guy who's 4% owned who can get 30 or get zero. Dawson Knox scores a touchdown last week. Isaiah McKenzie did put Khalil Shakir on ice last week. He ran a ton of routes, didn't get targeted, but was out there 70% of the snaps and Shakir only played 10 snaps. So that is, and then you have the Justin Jefferson bring back, obviously, or the TJ Hawkinson bring back, or
so that's the concern, man. I wanted to be into Case Keenum too, but like Diggs is very expensive, Jefferson's very expensive. Hawkinson's very expensive, you know, like it's for, you know, relatively. I don't know, that's pretty tough to do. Like Keenum's nice savings, but it's really hard to get that stack around it. You know, you want to do it with Diggs and Jefferson, but then you're paying a premium stack for fucking Case Keenum,
right? Yeah, which you don't really want. And I think it's the other thing you can do is, I guess you could do Trevor Lawrence with one of your Chiefs guys and Kirk and Evan Ingram or whoever. I think you could even stack him with Etienne, though Etienne has not been involved as a receiver at all. I don't know if I will do that. I mean, again, I think so much is in flux because of how tight the salary is that like two surprise injuries on Sunday morning really could shake up a lot of what we're talking about here because the salaries are super tight. But I don't hate the Trevor Lawrence thing at 5,400.
Yeah, that's okay. I can get behind Derek Carr. I think again, it's just like these are not quarterbacks we'd normally want to even really consider. But with not enough of the big, you know, with the three alphas are not on this slate. I mean, Josh Allen might be, but you've got a $5,600 quarterback with Devontae Adams. Hunter Renfro's on IR, so it's just Adams and Darren Waller's on IR. It's Adams is expensive. Foster Moreau's very cheap. Matt Collins is very cheap. You'd think you can work that out. And you may not – this may not be a crazy high-scoring week. We'll see. Famous last words. Anything can go nuke at any time. But it doesn't project as high of a scoring week overall. So, like, Derek Carr stacks, kind of like last week, where, you know, do seem a little bit in play to me.
Yeah.
What about your Cowboys?
Zeke's coming back, you know, they're just gonna run. I mean the prices are all pretty good, so I guess that is the thing. And no one's gonna play CD at 7,000. No one's really gonna play Gallup. Dalton Schultz is also seeing a huge boost in targets since Dak came back, so that is maybe slightly interesting just because tight end is so disgusting. I mean, and it's like, but the thing for me is like, there's not a single Green Bay Packer that looks interesting as a bring back. So that.
What about Lazard, dude? He had 160 air yards last week.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not a Lazard guy. I would prefer Watson. I would prefer Watson if he is able to play with this concussion thing. I mean, but apparently he didn't even really have a concussion last week. It was like the Amon-Ra St. Brown thing where he got checked for a concussion and so it couldn't come back in, but didn't actually have one. So
yeah, I mean, I want to believe in Watson. It's just, it's tough with, like, he's such a great athlete. Like, that he has the real star ceiling because of that athletic profile. But man, yes. when rookies are hurt like that, it's tough.
Hurt and his quarterback hates him. So it's not great. Yeah. And his quarterback also stinks. So
right, yeah. Running. Remember when we were talking, what was it like even 2 weeks ago? There was some defense that was playing the Packers and it was like, Yeah, but Rodgers never actually throws interceptions, right? So, like, even though, like, it's been ugly, and then he has, like, so many since then. He's been,
yeah,
he's
I mean,
really
I lost
bad.
I lost last week, but at least I didn't lose playing Aaron Rodgers double stacks, you know, so at least I can keep some dignity intact. So running back, pretty interesting. Not sure why they didn't adjust Damian Pierce's price at all, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. So he's, like, pretty much a lock. He's this week's 40% owned guy in tournaments. What's interesting is our numbers are not as favorable on Saquon Barkley as the field seems to be. I mean, we have him projected as the highest scoring player of the slate, but or the highest scoring running back, the second highest scoring player behind a couple wide receivers.
Well, and all the QBs too.
And all the
highest scoring running back.
Yeah, and this Texans run defense, I mean, it is a joke. We know the Giants want to run. The guy I'm really interested in is Jacobs, because I wonder if there's a discount on him because he's been so bad. But they're in this game against the Colts, who are like the clown show of the week. They just put Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow on IR. So, like, they're just going to be running the air out of the ball. I'm really interested in him. ETN seems fine. Not really interested in Derrick Henry. Jalen Warren, if the reports on Jalen Warren actually being the starting running back for the Steelers are true, he's 4,900. He's pretty interesting to me, but I don't know if I have the stones to make that play.
Yeah, I mean, against the Saints, when Kenny Pickett's your quarterback, he's going to be seeing a lot of eight-man boxes. I don't know how good I feel about that. That's like he's 4,900. He looks good for 13 points, but, like, I don't know how you scored 27 with that offensive line against the, you know, I mean, the Saints defense hasn't been great, but the run defense is still fine. It's just the secondary's been, has had a lot of trouble. Dalvin Cook, I have wanted, you know, like, I've been talking about him a lot. I don't think so this week. Buffalo is a better defense, and he got a price hike. So, like, he might be, like, 2% owned, but I don't think I can get there this week. With him, yeah, I mean, Kamara's fine. Henry's fine. Those are your sort of big names. I think I probably will get into some Henry just because it looks like he might be get a pretty big discount ownership-wise if this keeps up, because there's other guys. You know, Barkley's just going to be who people pay for in that price range. And the other guys are a little more expensive. They're up, you know, Kamara and ETN were both in the 6Ks, like, pretty recently. So they're up over 7 again. Jacobs used to be in the 6K range. We got no Kenny Walker this week, but Pierce rules.
We could be under-projecting Jeff Wilson Jr. I mean, he immediately came in and played 50% of the snaps. I could see him going well the way up. Aaron Jones, I guess. Dude, this is so bad.
Yeah, Jones, I think the workload on Jones seems fine. One other, like, thing I really was interested in your take on, what about if Buffalo has Case Keenum here? So there's a lot of rushes that Josh Allen does that Case Keenum will not be doing. And then, like, does Buffalo just run the ball more? Is Devin Singletary in play this week? Kind of think
so. Yeah. I mean, the problem with that would be is they were using James Cook in, like, the flow of the regular game last week, and they just traded for Nyheim Hines. So there's certainly a possibility where they're playing all three guys, where earlier in the year. So what they've been doing was in games that, like, really mattered, was they were just playing Singletary a ton. But I wonder if they play all three guys this week. That would really be the only reservation I have. I mean, James Conner could be okay. He's still got a lot of third down work. He's 6,200.
Got his job back, yeah.
Yeah, the Rams
but it's
are...
But it's the Rams. They're the best run defense. I don't think people realize that they still are. Yeah. That's
I mean, it's crazy. Last week, there were, like, 7 slam dunk running back plays, and this week, there are, like, 4.
It's really tough. So I would say, like, I think you're right. There, it's such a separation at the top. Pierce and Barkley are by far the best two plays. ETN and Jacobs aren't so far behind, but Pierce and Barkley are the best. I think I'm going to be fine with making a rule even across, you know, 2,700 lineups on 15 sites. Don't, you know, max want them. Like, I don't want to – running backs together, like, the 90th percentiles when you're playing against each other are really tough to reach. Listen, Barkley and Pierce both have enough receiving workload that they could garbage their way to it. It's not what you – it's a little scarier. But I think I'm okay just being like, yeah, they're the best two plays, but they're the most popular, only play one of them. You know, even – I'm potentially blocking myself from the nuts with that, but I think that's okay.
Well, you know, we all love to potentially block ourselves from the nuts. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I really, I, yeah, go ahead. 'Cause I got nothing.
Okay. And this is this is reflective of what this slate is. I think Jamal Williams is fine. DeAndre Swift is barely playing. Chicago's a terrible run defense. He's the goal line back. And is Jamal Williams going to score 30? Probably not. But if he gets two touchdowns and
I mean, 20 might play. Like we just talked about how thin all these running back plays are. Like 20 might play. I mean, 14 from Jalen Warren might play at 4,900 if he gets that.
It might. And then, and Nick Chubb, he's very expensive, but like it's just that Miami's bad. Or no, Miami's good running defense, right? I think that is the problem.
I mean, but it doesn't matter to Chubb. It's literally just does he score the 65-yard touchdown or doesn't he?
Right.
Yeah. So wide receiver, I mean, our top three values all come from that Cleveland-Miami game. Amari Cooper, number one, Tyreek, Jalen Waddle, Mooney attached to the ascending Justin Fields, and then CeeDee, who truly no one is going to play at 7,000. Yep. Yeah, he's the man.
I'm with you. So, yeah, Cooper, Waddle, and Reek are, top three optimal probabilities too, and they're all, right now, positive leverage. I think, Reek is the one that maybe... he's projecting 16% Pion already, which I don't think it's going to get too much higher than that. He's 9,100. You can play Justin Jefferson for less. You can play whatever. People won't do Steph Diggs for 1,000 less necessarily, but, Cooper Kupp is probably around that price range. He's pretty expensive. I don't think people are really going to want to go there. So I do that game, the ceiling on it's pretty nuts. Cooper, Waddle, Reek, you can only play two of those. And I don't think it's Reek and Waddle together, like I was saying, but Cooper is the highest leverage guy right now. So I think that game hoping for a shootout is pretty strong. Mooney, you said, no one's playing CD. Juju is probably going to end up being pretty chalky. It's reasonable chalk. I don't know. It's like, whatever. Adams, I think you can go back to. Gallup is pretty, also like just not going to get played. So it's, I think it's worth it.
Yeah. I mean, Cup is not going to get played. I think that's interesting. Anyone who finds that money in a lineup is going to be playing Tyreek instead. Even Waddle on the high end. I mean, so this is pretty interesting. Obviously, our projections week over week have gotten less firm on Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, he was projecting 3 weeks ago as one of the best points per dollar guys, and he's just kind of building a Keenan Allen-esque receiving profile for the time being. I mean, I'm going to keep playing him, but I wonder at what point does his ownership start to reflect his poor performances, because right now it doesn't at all.
Not yet. Nope. Still not yet. Yeah, people are stubborn on this. They really want to... They remember it. I get it. Like, I've been chasing it too. I'm going to play him this week just because I like that Bears stack so much. I'm certainly going to bring it back with a fair amount of him. But yeah, people are still doing it despite the poor performance. So I don't know.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins has I could probably play some Rondale Moore. We didn't even talk about Kyler, but like the Rams are a really brutal defense still. I think Rondale's maybe the guy who could do okay here. DeAndre Hopkins is like textbook guy for Jalen Ramsey to shut down, because Hopkins is not super athletic. He's not all that fast. He doesn't jump out of the gym. He's just very physical, and he's got that crazy catch radius. But Jalen Ramsey is both. He's very big for a cornerback, and he's, he's nuclear athlete too. So he's more athletic than Hopkins, but he's also as big as Hopkins, so he can compete with him physically. And I just kind of looked it up just to take a look. Just see, they played 4 games against each other since Hopkins came to Arizona, and it's like 13 targets for 5 receptions, 10 targets for 4 receptions. He's got a max of 67 yards. He's got one touchdown in 4 games. It's not been pretty. Ramsey can really take down Nuke. So I think
so we should really be jamming chalk Rondale at 5,200. I need to adjust our projections a little bit. I think we're a little bit low on Rondale. He should be more in like the 12.5 range than what we have him right now, because he's got a really good role now in the slot there. Couple cheap guys. I mean, Donovan Peoples-Jones, just because of the salary constraints of this week, is going to end up being like actually chalk, which feels pretty bad. So Khalif Raymond, 95% snap share last week, had a 16% target share going into that game. The last 3 games didn't get targeted at all. I kind of like him as a cheap play. We'll see what happens with the Houston wide receivers against the Giants. I think they're both sub 4K, Dorsett and Moore. It does not sound like Brandon Cooks wants to play for this team anymore. He did a press conference today and was like, they're messing with my career, bro. I don't want to rebuild anymore. So does not sound like Brandon Cooks wants to play for them. Davante Adams, I guess, is interesting simply because he should have been the slate breaker last week. He wasn't because Joe Mixon ended up being the slate breaker. But now Waller's on IR, Renfrow's on IR, and it just feels like the Raiders would love to find a way to blow this game against the headless Indianapolis Colts. I mean,
oh, there's a chance they could do
it. Yeah, and he'll be 5% again. Scored 40 last week. He'll be 5% owned again. Again, you know, because everyone's playing Tyreek, everyone's playing Waddle. I mean, it just feels, honestly, it feels like anyone outside of the Miami players and the Chiefs players this week, just feels like you can play whoever you want because ownership's not going to get outrageous on any pass catcher. Now, the running back ownership is going to get super condensed on Henry, Pierce, Barkley, and Kamara for sure.
Yeah, you can see that. Chase Claypool, he played a bit.
A little interested. You know, I'm also interested in his former teammates without Claypool in the lineup.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I just took a couple notes on that. I just wanted to see the usage, but Claypool actually, he was playing slot in Pittsburgh quite famously this season, but he played 90% outside last week. He only played 35% of the snaps, but Mooney is mostly a slot. You know, he plays 60-65% of his stuff in the slot. So it's Pettis that looks like the odd man out. He only played 35% of the snaps. So assuming Claypool goes up even more, I think it'll be St. Brown and Claypool as the primary outside guys with, you know, all of them rotating into the slot a little bit. But Mooney as the – I would think their long-term plan is two wide receiver sets being Mooney and Claypool and three wide receiver sets including Equanimeous, St. Brown, and Pettis being squeezed out a little bit. I did adjust those target shares a little bit without – telling you earlier, but just so you know,
Chris Olave
is expensive.
Yeah, 6,800. I mean, legit 2% owned in contest, probably.
Yep, and just like beast workload. Like his usage is, it's truly up there with, you know, Devontae and Tyreek and all that. Like he's just getting all the air yards, all the targets.
Did you ever think you'd be passing completely on a $4,800 Allen Robinson? I mean, he's so dead. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've been passing on $4,800 Allen Robinson for like a month now, you know? Like, yeah, I mean, maybe it was $5,100, but yeah. No, he's toast. Isn't Kenny Golladay supposedly going to play this weekend?
Yeah, I have not. I haven't added him back in the projections yet, but yeah, I think he would just replace Marcus Johnson snaps and maybe Darius Slayton plays a little bit less. Wandale is maybe kind of interesting if he can score.
I mean, I kind of like Daniel Jones as it is. It's good leverage off of Barkley. Hopefully he runs some. You know, you probably single stack him, but you can double stack him because it's so cheap. Like, Golladay is $4,000. Slayton is $4,600. I'd rather play those guys than Wandale, I think. Wandale's a little bit Greg Dortchy to me, you know, where it's like, yeah, maybe he can get 11 targets and catch 7 of them for 65 yards, but that's probably not helping Daniel Jones is probably not getting there without a Wandale game. I think he needs Slayton or Golladay to have a big game for him to really hit. So I think I'll be prioritizing those two guys, at least in Daniel Jones stacks. And I'm not so in love with any of them as one-offs, but I do like that. Although, you know, like mini correlation with Damian Pierce and like Slayton or Wandale, I think is fine, or Golladay, whatever. All the Giants are cheap. They all suck, but like whatever. One of them could do something. Hard to tell. It's a slate like that.
For the fourth week in a row, it is Foster Moreau week. Darren Waller banished to the shadow realm on the IR. I mean, good for him. Guy got paid and then said, you know what? I don't want to play for this crappy Raiders team. So good on him. Travis Kelce at 7,800 is just very hard to fit in lineups. That's why his ownership is low, but his optimal percentage is pretty high. Pat Freiermuth, 4,200 with the Claypool vacancy. I mean, he's pretty much going to be 90% route participation, 20% of targets. Evan Engram. So I thought this was interesting. 2 weeks ago, Evan Engram had his most targets of the year, played every passing down. Then last week, he played 55% of the snaps against the Raiders, which I think was just because they were running the ball down the hill.
He got hurt for a minute. He left the game with a back injury.
Oh, okay. All right. So that is good. That is good color to what ended up happening. So he's pretty interesting to me because Trevor Lawrence might throw 50 times in this game against the Chiefs. And then Harrison Bryant did nothing in his first game with David Njoku out. And apparently Njoku might try to play this week, but he's 2,700. I mean, he's going to be out there a ton. The Browns should be trailing, should be scoreline effects there. And then I do like Dalton Schultz at 3,800 and Tanner Hudson at 2,600 was just play Daniel Bellinger's role in the game that Daniel Bellinger missed. I think honestly, a lot of what I'm doing at tight end these days is just trying to find guys who are sub 3K who I think can get to 8 points because tight end has been that bad.
Yeah, I won't one off those guys really. I've mostly been doing like here's the three guys that I'm cool with as one offs that like have real projections, you know, that I see 15 plus points from or whatever. And allow those on their own, but otherwise just be like, okay, make sure you play a QB from the game that this shipper tight end that you're playing roulette with is in. And
yeah, I mean, that's what we've been saying for years is just find a way to have your tight end spot correlate with whatever your lineup is doing, like related to a game, because it's just so bad.
Right. Another thing we haven't said in a couple of years, but we used to say a lot was, listen, Travis Kelce, if he was just at wide receiver eligible at 7,800, like that's a good price. People would be paying him. Why don't you play two tight ends? I think the problem with that for a while has just been there's too many other options and, you know, wide receivers have higher ceilings. But on a crappy week like this?
Yeah. And scoring is just so low in general. I mean, scoring is so far down to what, I mean, like if you think about like the mainstream years of DFS, like the last couple of years, scoring has gone crazy. The last 2 years, it's been trending down. Now we're at a real trough in scoring. There's been it's no Sunday has had more overs hit than unders. Every Sunday so far, it's been more unders than overs.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because there was like the 2017, was that the team jam them in year where you just like if you play
2016 David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell,
right? Just play them both every week and you automatically win your 50-50s. That was fun. The cash, and then like the next 2 years as scoring went nuts, it was like, oh, cash is dead. I can't do that. Like this is brutal. But yeah, I think because there aren't a lot of, you know, we don't have $3,200 wide receivers to play that are okay, you know, and even the $4,400 ones, it's like, I don't know, like kind of trying to get 12 out of them. Like I think you could play Foster Moreau and then have Travis Kelce in your flex. Like, I think that's okay. Cause Kelce, I'd rather play Kelce than Steph Diggs this week in a vacuum. His $7,800 versus Diggs $8,300. I suppose that makes it not in a vacuum. I just meant independent of ownership. Just taking into account price, I think Kelce is probably better than Steph Diggs as a flex play.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably is and correlates to a better game. Oh, Greg Dulcich, $3,400 is also. I'm gonna be playing him. No one else will be. He'll be 2% owned, but
yeah,
he
had his second and third career touchdowns or whatever it is last week.
Third and fourth. But yes,
okay. He's still cheap.
Let's see the Arizona Cardinals. That's our chalk defense of the week. So
and the Steelers too, I think. Like they've gotten a few tags already. Anyway,
well, actually, I'm wrong. If Case Keenum plays, the Vikings at 2,200 are going to be jammed by
2,200. Yeah,
yeah, they're going to be jammed by absolutely everyone. So I tried to play.
That makes me like Singletary even more. I think I want to find out on this because that used to be like a Zach Moss game, right? You know, where if they're going to lean on the run, it's not necessarily leaning on Singletary. But I don't know if James Cook just has the old Zach Moss role. It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. It's very unclear. Yeah, I'm not.
But certain. Some leverage off of 24% owned $2,200 Minnesota Vikings defense, I think is a smart thing to do.
The Titans defense at 3,200, I like a good bit. But yeah, Steelers against New Orleans, they're 2,700. The Cardinals, but I mean, definitely, like I would just say, just don't play the Vikings. The Vikings at 2,200. I mean, they're gonna be this week's Bengals or whatever.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, listen. Do I like the Packers? No. Do I kind of like Lazard? Yes. Is Watson? You know, you're talking a little Watson. I'm a fan. So like, you can talk me in there. It's a good game to stack. I like the Cowboys a bit, but Cowboys defense. It's very expensive. But man, I don't know. I think that's a pretty good ceiling. They're 4K on DK. I'm sure they'll get played more on the other sites where the money doesn't matter as much and you can play a $5K or $20 defense. But on DraftKings, I would bet the Cowboys are like 2% or less. And, you know, Rodgers has been bad.
Yes. Yes, he has. He's been. I mean, that performance
is good.
That performance he put, on against the Lions, I mean, just an all-timer.
Well, they moved the ball really well, too, and they had all these red zone ops. It was like the Lions defense as advertised, and then he just, made bonehead plays.
If you want to play a 1% owned defense, no, literally, I bet in the spy, not one person clicks on the Raiders defense or the Colts defense with this Jeff Saturday, Jonathan Taylor injury, Sam Ehlinger. Not that I'm going to click on them either, but just the idea of being the only person in like a 2000 person contest with that defense is kind of funny. Yeah.
Just give me whoever. Yeah. Give me put Josh Allen back in and give me the Vikings defense. If it's a 1 in 2000 odds you're giving me, that's very high EV.
Yeah.
So might as well do it. But yeah.
Defense. All right. Favorite stack this week. For me, it's Mahomes, Hardman, and Kelsey, assuming that Hardman plays with this ab injury, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I'm having a hard time with this actually. It's like either the Bears, because you get the Amon-Ra St. Brown bring back, that's a little bit cheaper, or the Tua, because like Amari Cooper, Tyreek Hill, and Jalen Waddle are the top three optimal probability wide receivers. Like, I think that's the one where it's just like, okay, probably Waddle, just because it's very expensive otherwise. But Tua, Waddle, Amari Cooper is very nice. If Njoku comes back, that's like a reasonable play in there too. That'll hurt Amari Cooper a little bit, but not a ton. Yeah, those are my two favorites, independent of ownership, just because they've got the better bringbacks. But I also really like the Cowboys. Just kind of with UGG Green Bay, but I do like Lazard, and you're talking me into some Watson, and then the Raiders themselves with Devontae Adams, Foster Moreau. That's I guess Matt Collins. That's all they got. I don't know. A bring back from the Colts is even uglier because and S. Ehlinger sucks and will maybe slow the game down. But what you don't slow the game down that much when you're all three and outs, right? Like the Seahawks would play the fewest plays in a game, so everyone was like, don't play against the Seahawks because their pace is so slow. They got some few plays off because they just went three and out all the time. It wasn't necessarily them going slow. If Ehlinger goes three and out and they take 2 minutes off the clock all the time, that's great for his opponent. So, I think the Raiders actually have a reasonable ceiling. I don't think you need to force a bring back there though, just because it's bad. But what are Deion Jackson? What's wrong with him? We didn't even bring him up at running back, but he looked very good in the Taylor role recently.
I think Jonathan Taylor's going to play. He practiced today, so I'm probably going to put him back in the projections. I'll probably wait to see what the practice report, because he practiced Wednesday. I'll wait to see what the practice report is today. I mean, it makes no sense for him to play, but you never know. We'll figure it out.
You got a second favorite game to stack, or?
Honestly, probably Keenum. Probably Keenum with Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, or TJ Hawkinson, honestly.
Okay. It's a little expensive for me just because you want, like I was saying earlier, you really want Jefferson and Diggs. You probably can't play them both because then you're spending premium money to stack Case Keenum.
And you should just do Miami. Yeah. Well, I was going to say you should just do Miami for that money instead.
That's where I'm going. I'm just saying, if you're into that game, might as well do Kirk Cousins. It's $1,000 more or whatever. Not even, right?
Yeah. All right, dude, let's get out of here. Everyone, thank you for listening. We will continue to provide these updates via the Daily Roto Optimizer. We'll be tweaking stuff, and then I'll be back with Mr. Rebar tomorrow to pick some games. See y'all then.